WHDD presents Susan Says.
It's mid-December now. We have a month or so more to go through the ever-ridiculous, never-ending throes of a nervous breakdown in the White House. The person who pretends to be president can't stop himself. Even the Supreme Court says it. No case. Go away. Leave. He is clearly insane, and those who follow him and are not dying from COVID or hospitalized, they need to get a grip. Make it stop. You faux patriots who think the Constitution is so wonderful, try abiding by it. Try reading it. You GOP thugs who are scared to death of a bloated orange Macy's Day balloon, get some you-know-what. Mitt Romney can't be the only decent one in the whole place. Besides those two Republicans in Georgia who called the crazy out, they were strong. They're worried about violence. Yes, it will be. The 70 million plus MAGAs will be rioting on January 20th, I'm sure. And then, you know, they'll be counter-programming because all he cares about or knows about is TV, so he's going to have his own event. And then we're jokes around the world. Make it stop. This is anarchy, treason, call it whatever you like. We are now a third world country and more embarrassing. I feel for President-elect Biden because he's been left the greatest pile of you-know-what ever to stain America in every way. Pandemic, economy, race, guns, yeah. Then they're going to argue over anybody that he wants to put on his cabinet, no matter what. Lots of women, that's good. Lots of diversity, that's good. But let's not kid ourselves. No matter who he picks, those MAGAs will discount and fight and demean. And now piece of you-know-what is going to start his own TV network. So he will be in our faces for eternity. Let's muse on that for a while. I'm going to make you laugh a little bit from the New York Post. They have a silly section. Well, the whole paper's silly, but I need every laugh I can get. Ready? A Philippines food brand has set a Guinness World Record for creating a nearly 20-foot-tall Christmas tree from sardine cans. It weighs more than 30,000 pounds. Okay, then. And P.S., I hate the new Facebook format. It's ugly. It doesn't work half the time. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.